When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Happy Tuesday morning, Junks listeners in D.C., Maryland, Virginia. Maybe you're traveling with the free Odyssey app. If you haven't downloaded that, download that today. It's a good piece of advice early in the morning. We are the Junks. We're coming to you live in D.C. on the Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You get more information there. I am Cakes, at Money Metal Cakes is where you find me on the Twitter. I'm joined by Jason Bishop.
Cakes, good morning, buddy.
Good morning to you. I still owe you $14. I'll be sure to get that to you. I'll get you 14 digital Venmo dollars at some point today.
All right, well.
We
can roll it.
Can always do that.
I'd rather have the sweat.
I know you do like sweats. Understood. John Paul Flame is here.
What's up, Cakes?
Hello. Good morning to you. And Eric Bickle here, too.
You know, it's embarrassing. I always forget that we're on 980, too. I honestly
always forget that.
I don't really think about it. Okay. And then when you mention it, it kind of registers. Like, that's right. We're on 982.
Yeah.
We're on a couple of years now. And it doesn't register.
We're on a lot of different platforms.
Yeah.
A lot of different ways to get the Junks.
Did you see the email from our boss?
No.
All about the listenership.
I don't do email anymore.
You've abandoned email?
Yeah.
I think we're up 200% over goal, basically.
Both. In total audience?
Total audience includes online streaming, podcast, YouTube.
Right.
Everything was way up. Month over month and year over year.
Well, that's interesting.
We were number one in the company.
Oh, that's interesting.
In one of those categories.
That'd be nice if you, forward that to my text or something. I don't know. I'm just out on email now.
You can't access it.
I can't.
You just choose not to access it.
Email's just atrocious. It's just chock full of...
A lot of it, yeah.
Just
right.
Garbage.
Here's the line. Look, I don't know if it means anything. I think this is not just our show. It's the station. But it says, corporate's total listening hours goal for the month was 1.25 million. Mm. We had 2.14 million.
Radio Insider.
Hours.
What about the Junks?
That's 900,000 over the goal.
Right. That's for the station as a whole?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's good. I care about number one most.
So the station.
But that's good. That's my secondary concern, is that the station as a whole is kicking ass.
I get these emails from, I don't know what stupid company it is. But they claim that I have student loans that I owe.
Wow.
I
mean,
and you don't understand.
Immediately.
I do, but they just call from a different number or they email from a different email. Yep. They call and email 3 times a week.
Well, I would just never, ever respond to that.
Well, I don't, but...
I mean, I see a number that I don't recognize.
It's just going to the point where Eric's making that there's so much trash out there.
Sure.
Just awful, awful people.
Mm-hmm.
And why the F are they still emailing me and calling me about student
because
loans?
They're scavengers and predators.
I actually,
that's why.
I actually, you'll laugh at me. I made the mistake. Now, I'm glad I did it, but I made the mistake of donating to a campaign, okay?
Right.
In the final weeks of this election
bad
cycle.
Bad idea.
My phone won't stop now with the nonsense. I mean, I have to stop. You know how it says stop to end or whatever?
Sure.
You know,
I
get it from every politician, every whatever. It's my text messages have been corrupted now. One donation.
I didn't give a dime to anybody. And I was inundated with just phishing scams and texts leading up to the elections. And by the way, our lives are all improved with the fact that we're no longer being inundated by
commercials,
political ads. I mean, whatever side you're on,
yeah,
our lives are just better. Our lives are better right now than they were a couple weeks ago.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, I basically,
well, even if you didn't donate, you're probably still going to get those.
Oh, yeah. You're getting them.
I don't know, man. I get it.
Maybe not that many, but you're probably still
getting them. I'm getting a ton of them. And I'm just saying stop. And they're sides that I agree with, but I mean, just stop already. Yeah. I gave a $50 donation.
Yeah, nubs.
Yeah, they want more.
No, I mean, it's fine, but it's you didn't give them 500. You didn't give them 1,000.
Imagine if you did.
You gave them $50.
I get $50 donation.
You kind of nubbed it.
My mom passed away over 3 years ago. I get her mail still. Mm-hmm. Do you know how many charities still ask for money?
Hold on.
Haven't they figured it out?
I've got you all beat with that, with snail mail. I had two of my three kids baptized at a local Catholic church. Mm-hmm. Brendan, he's just bathed in original sin. He's going to have to...
Can you clean that up, please?
He's just going to have to...
He's going to have to dress that on his own.
Whatever. Yeah, it's just his thing in the afterlife, if there is one. I mean, who knows? We've got a lot of questions. The church where we did the baptism, to this day, still sends us envelopes every month.
Oh, they want you to...
And that was 19 or 20 years ago. That was a long time ago. Every month.
That might require just a letter or a phone call to say, can you get me off the mailing list?
I'm just too lazy to contact them and let them know that they're just barking up the wrong tree at this point. I should for their hustle, I should just send them max of money. I haven't.
Well, then it'll never stop.
Exactly.
Once you get on a list, you're going to be on the list.
Forever.
Even beyond death.
Yeah, that's
true. My mom never donated a big amount to just one charity. She sent to 35 charities. So I get stuff from Native Americans, mm-hmm. all that stuff. Anytime I see Lourdes Flame on there, straight to the recycle bin.
Yep.
And it's always charity stuff.
Yeah. Lourdes.
So you're going to be plagued with that for as long as you live now? You're going to get all your mom's mail that's on mailing lists and everything else?
It's happened for 3 years.
I still get mail from the guy who used to live at my house. I've lived in my house for 20 years. I get because he was a dentist. Uh-huh. I get offers for dental chairs, dental equipment. Sure, I need that. Uh-huh. Sure, I need that in my mailbox.
You got a money if you bought one.
Yeah, I just have my own dental chair as a flex.
I mean, sometimes they're kind of comfortable.
They are comfortable.
Maybe
true.
Like a barbershop
but
chair.
But they've got to be super expensive.
I think I would like a barbershop chair.
I mean, a dental chair with that little spittoon attached.
Right.
Where you're spinning all of your blood and saliva while they're hacking at your teeth. No thanks.
I got to go. Speaking of, I go Thursday, 12 o'clock.
They're going to crown you?
No, they're gonna root me.
They're going to root canal you.
Root canal. Mm. Then tooth extraction. I got to make that appointment. Mm. And then I think this one here that you guys see is going to get crowned.
Mm. Got it.
I think this one was previously crowned and the crown fell off.
I'm going Thursday too, but it's not for a crown or a root.
You're just going for a cleaning?
Just a check.
Yeah.
You know what? Thanks to you. I mean, I probably wouldn't have done it.
He inspired you.
Yeah.
I mean... That's good.
Got to do it.
I guess.
So I forgot that the Wiz were playing last night, and I was just watching Monday Night Countdown and all the shenanigans. Mm-hmm. And just watched the first drive of the Dolphins-Rams game. Apparently, it was just an awful game.
It was not a scintillating game.
Terrible. At one point, there was three straight turnovers.
I saw that. Well, there was four straight punts after I turned it off. And then, I guess, later in the first half, there were three straight turnovers. I did read, I was watching some of the highlights and read that the Rams' longest play last night was 23 yards, mm-hmm. and Stafford dropped back 50 times.
Right,
50, and their longest play was 23 yards. They had their longest run play was 9 yards. That's just embarrassing.
I didn't watch the entire game, but I did watch when Tua threw a pick, or there was a fumble. I'm not sure which, and then he's attempting to make a tackle, and he gets kneed in the side of his helmet.
Yeah.
Is he out again?
No, he was. He was okay, but if I'm his offensive coaches, I just have to drill it into his head and say, if there's any sort of scrum away from the ball, you got to let the other guys make the tackle. You can't get in on initiating contact.
You know what it
That's
is?
That's the last thing we need you
to
do.
On Monday Night Countdown, they talked about that whole situation.
Yeah.
And it was Drew Brees and Ryan Clark and Kelsey and all those guys. And they were talking about the fact that quarterbacks. You know, sometimes it's just instinctive to go tackle a guy or jump on a fumble or do that. And they're going to get hit sometimes.
Yeah.
And Brees just said, you know what? I hurt my shoulder when I was at the Chargers.
Yeah.
because I jumped on a fumble.
Mm-hmm.
And the coach brought me on the sideline and said, bro, don't ever jump on a fumble.
Never.
Ever.
I mean, if Tua sees a loose ball on the ground,
just run away.
Just run the opposite direction as fast as you can.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, he gets a pass. He's the quarterback. Mm. And he's got a history of concussions.
There was also a play that I saw that he dropped back. It was on a third and long.
Mm-hmm.
And no, it was second and long. Sorry, second and long. He dropped back. He was back there for 3-4 seconds.
I know the play you're talking about.
I mean, throw the ball away, and he took a 15-yard sack.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't get hit in the helmet, but what are you doing?
And usually his hallmark is he gets the ball out quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's kind of his thing. He made his money in the league.
I can understand not seeing a receiver, but throw the ball away. Don't take the sack.
Yeah.
And then they lost 15 yards.
And more punishment.
Yes.
I mean, you're taking a sack and you're risking hitting your head on the ground again.
I was watching it with my son, and he said, why don't they flex Monday night games?
Right.
That was a terrible product,
mm-hmm.
a terrible game,
mm-hmm.
and the Wizards wasn't much better.
Yeah.
It was pretty bad.
I didn't watch any of the Wizards.
Drab sent to text us about the Altcast, and I'd happened to pop it on, and it was JP doing a great job, JP Finley with Jason Smith and Tony P from DC.
Oh my God, they had Tony P on?
Yes.
Oh, I bet Drab was in heaven. Drab, you watch that with your pants on or off?
No, it wasn't for me. That's not his forte.
Oh, really? Was it too much Tony P?
Well,
or did he just not know what to say? Sort of not.
It was just
he's miscast there.
Maybe a little bit.
Okay.
I mean, I love Tony, but
I see Tony P as a Fox 5 in the morning.
Yeah,
guy. You know what I mean.
Here's what it tells me.
He does Fox 5 at night.
If he's doing the Altcast on Monumental Sports, we got nothing to worry about. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not.
I don't think we have anything to worry about.
No, nothing to worry about. But like, I'm not goofing on him. But that's a miscast, in my opinion.
Well,
but look, they're trying to go with different angles. I understand.
It's a Wizards Rocket game.
Yeah,
and the part that I watched. JP must have asked Jason Smith, like, which was his favorite city to travel to or something mm-hmm. like that. Because I just heard Jason Smith talk about New Orleans for 5 straight minutes. The game's just on in the background.
Is fun.
The game couldn't be more of an afterthought on a date. When I watched it with, I told you he was fantastic. Patsos.
Patsos
is great. In fact, when we do it, I'm anti-guest. Book Patsos. He'll kill a quarter.
He's the greatest storyteller ever.
He'll kill a quarter.
Yeah.
You're right.
I mean, JP Finley was raiding the snack closet in the middle of the show last night.
He was raiding the what?
The snack closet.
Okay.
And they were just talking about the snacks on the table.
Right. Yeah,
like
I mean, the game is a
They're
huge
doing snacks on the round just table on the Altcast.
No one pays attention to the game.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I could care less.
I don't know if they're even watching the game, to be honest with you.
No, they're talking like,
I heard JP at one point go, Wizards down 10. That was it.
Just because I'm fascinated by Tony
There'll
P.
There'll be random check-ins during the game when we're doing Altcast, but I can guarantee you we're not going to be focused on the game the whole time.
We're not supposed to be.
Right.
What was Tony P's angle? How did he approach it? Was he just talking about single life in D.C. and all that?
Did he discover Bilal Coulibaly like somebody else in this room? I think not.
No.
No, Tony was talking about, they were asking him about what's next for him when I was watching. Uh-huh. He was talking about how he was going to go to different cities in America and do a day in the life of a bachelor in a new city or a week in the life. So he was talking about going to San Diego and Billings, Montana, Houston, or wherever.
Just like live a week
Those
there.
Those are two really different cities, San Diego and Billings.
That's why he said he wanted to give people a taste of everything.
So he's kind of like living a reality life, almost.
I think so, yeah. He's looking for content.
Yeah.
Is that just his full-time gig now? He's just a full-time content creator,
too,
or does
right?
he have something else?
Is he
just
advertising or something?
No, I think
or?
He just does content.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe some sort of part-time consulting, but
or maybe he's just like doing brand deals.
I know consulting is a joke. That means he's a full-time content creator.
Well, for what it's worth, the Wizards lost again, so they're well on their way.
Let's go, baby.
To having one of the worst records in the NBA.
Let's freaking go.
EB called it 2-2 the last time they'll be 500. Yeah. They're 2-7 now.
Perfect. I mean, it's literally impossible to cover that up. Like, they're never going to cover that ground.
Sar and Coulibaly are going to get an S-ton of playing time, and they're going to lose a bunch of games.
Yep.
This is the plan.
I hate the plan. Cakes loves the plan.
I love this plan.
I mean, just years and years of losing.
Will Dawkins, you're my guy.
Flop for flag.
You are my guy.
I love Will Dawkins. Don't like this plan.
You might like it if they get Cooper Flags.
You got to wrap your arms around the plan. This
where Drab was talking about some Russian guy playing for BYU or Utah. I can't remember which it was.
I know. That kind of shook me yesterday.
He's potentially a number one guy.
Yeah, it's not. I was reading some analysis this weekend that this kid Igor from BYU, a freshman from Russia,
right?
That, you know, he's kind of got a similar build. He's 6'9". He handles the ball really well.
I can't drink caffeine, but I fill
it
up.
I don't know if it's an absolute slam dunk.
Igor Demin, is that his name?
Igor, yeah.
That, Igor Demin. 6'9".
Black number one. I'm sure he will be, but they said that this kid already is showing big time
NBA potential. Hey, I'm Igor. What is this polygamy thing you talk about in Utah? Fill me in.
Right.
All right, I got a kid. I mean, Travi was the first one to hip us to Wembanyama a couple years ago.
That's
true.
That is true.
Yeah.
Put that on my Mount Rushmore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a good one.
Good find, Drabby.
I'll have to follow this Igor guy, I guess.
I mean,
we need another Russian star.
I'd have to care, but I guess I'll care. I guess I care.
We need another Russian star in this town. We can't let Cakes' impression go down.
You can't just let it die, right? I mean, if Ovi moves on, we need the tradition to continue.
There's no reason for him to move on the way he's playing right now.
I mean, he's going to be playing for a long time.
He's played till he's 45. Yeah. Balling.
He is. I mean, I can't believe he's on pace for 50 goals.
Now he's like, now I'm thinking about 1,000 goals. Now I'm not even thinking about the Gretzky record anymore. I've already that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm like, you got to get to four figures.
Mm.
Which he's going to do.
I think it's possible. Yeah, as long as he stays healthy.
I mean, if he keeps playing, he will.
What an absolute tank!
He's just a monster.
Yeah,
yeah.
Ooh, I saw the SARS. SARS going to shoot about 30% for the year.
Yeah, he's like at 33% right now.
Yeah, I mean,
it's okay. Again, he's an offensive work in progress.
I know, I understand. And he's filling up other categories.
Yeah,
I guarantee if you challenge him to like a shooting contest, you know, like in an open gym, he'd shoot lights out.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, keep shooting bricks and losing games and get us a top pick. Again,
so he's shooting 30. Yeah, he's shooting 33%. What's he shooting from three? I was shooting 18% from three.
Cakes. Ooh. Cakes, how many more years of this can you withstand before you start?
I can withstand two more seasons of losing, and then I need to see real, like, production.
All right. You're more patient than me.
I'm a patient person.
You can do 24 months of just getting your brains beat in.
Pretty much,
and
yeah.
And then hoping that then these Igors that
I've watched 40 years of mediocrity. What is another two seasons?
Well, this is worse than mediocrity.
I can swallow this bitter pill if there's something better on the other side.
The hope. There is hope.
Now, it could just be a cyanide capsule that I'm swallowing. It's just they keep winning 15 to 18 games.
Right.
And that would suck. But hopefully, there's a plan to come out on the other side better.
Hmm. Who did Valanciunas almost get in a fight with the other day? It was on. It made the social media circle. Did you see that? He and another big guy, they were going toe to toe. Can't remember.
I saw Zach Edey get into it with somebody.
Oh, I think it was Zach Edey. I think it was Edey. Man, these dudes are huge.
Oh yeah, because
Edey gave him a little stare down.
Oh, he did.
They pushed him, and then they were staring each other down. Yeah.
All right. On a Tuesday show, we've got Charles Davis joining us at 7:20, analyst for the NFL on CBS. He was on the call for the most recent Commanders Steelers game. He'll be on with us at 7:20. And we'll talk more Commanders with Brian Robinson at 9:00, as we do every Tuesday. Also, coming up before the 7:00 hour, we'll give you a chance to win pairs of tickets to go see the Caps take on the New Jersey Devils. So keep listening for that right here on the Junks. It's
better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.